This is Cliff on Loggy's podcast.
From sensory removed to sensory overload, dropped in a situation to sink or swim. Cliffo and Loggy's Blackout Challenge.
So I led you down the garden path to a specific area for this Blackout Challenge, Cliffo, and you were a bit nervous, of course. It's not nice with the Blackout Challenges. You can't see anything. We put some goggles on you. You can't hear anything. We place you in a situation, and then once we take the goggles and the headphones off, it's bang. Blackout Challenge has started, and you've just got to do whatever we put in front of you.
You know what freaked me out this time around, more so than anything? It was really hot where we were.
Yeah.
We were clearly outside and in the sun,
mm-hmm.
and I was there for a while. So not only am I not hearing anything or seeing anything, my body temperature is rising.
Yeah.
And it's rising and rising and rising. And that made me more nervous for some reason.
I
was more nervous second time around than I was first time.
Really?
Around. Yeah, for sure.
Well, the second time around, you did so poorly. And I think if you listen to this audio, you can hear a lot of favoritism as well.
Okay.
Swinging
listen
one
out
side.
For the favoritism.
Yeah.
Should we say what I'm doing?
Or let's say what it was.
Okay. So it had to be. You say it. You dob me into it.
Well, we put you in the middle of a netball court. It was a game of netty about to start, and you, sir, were the referee.
Blackout challenge number two. What was that? What are we playing? Netball. I want a fair and clean game. What's your name?
Olivia.
What's your name?
Mitchell.
No dirty tactics, guys. Let's go. 3, 2, 1.
You've got to get off the court.
Oh. Come on, Olivia. Keep it clean. Mitchell. Come on, WA there. Do your state proud.
That's contact.
WA, Western Australia, whatever. Throw it in now. And... No, she didn't. I was watching the whole time. That's a point to purple. All right. Oh, good job there. Purple's absolutely killing it. What for? Oh, what he said. Don't bounce the ball. Give it to the other team. God, this is a disgrace. Begin. Oh, okay. Blowing the whistle too much. What she said. Held. This is the first game of netball I have seen probably since high school, I think. Ball's out. It's purple's ball. No, don't you argue, mate, all right? Go purple. Go purple. Point to purple. It went in! I have no idea what I'm doing. No idea. All right, ready? Come on, quick game's a good game. Begin. How am I going? This all right?
That's all right.
Yeah, it's all right. That's all right.
Probably, if there was a school, I'd give you probably like a C+.
C+.
That's all right.
We can improve on that.
What's the score? I should probably know that, shouldn't I? Is that 2 each?
Play the whistle.
2 all. Let's go. Let's go, purple. Come on. Time. All right. Well, everyone, good game, good game. Everyone congratulate the referee, please.
Yay.
Louder. Louder.
So the only thing you knew how to do in that challenge was to blow the whistle.
I favoured the purple team.
You favoured the purple
team. It's because they were off to a very strong start.
You just kept saying,
I'm going to hop on the bandwagon here.
Go purple, go purple.
I wasn't an impartial referee, that's for damn sure.
And you were a bit abusive as well in the court, I must say.
Oh, yeah, right, I'll cop that.
But all in all, another great Blackout Challenge.
Thank you.
If you'd like to see the video, hit up our Hot FM, the Townsville Facebook page. You can see Cliffo in action.
It's online now too. Cliffo and Loggy is the page at hotfm.com.au to see the video of Blackout Challenge number 3.
Hot FM's
Cliffo and Loggy.
Now, the Townsville Bulletin have a cool little comp at the moment, and they're inviting Townsville primary and high school students to design a concept for the new stadium that is coming next year, Cliffo, the Cowboys Stadium in town. And we thought, what a cool little concept.
This is a sweet little idea. Well done to our mates at the Townsville Bulletin for putting this one together, because I think the whole community's pretty excited about this new stadium, and there ain't no bigger Cowboys supporters. Of course, it'll be their new home than the kids.
That's right.
So giving kids their say is awesome.
Kids have great ideas. Like, our brain has been used and used up. Yeah. You know, there's nothing new coming to
our
brain.
Corrupted and bitter.
Exactly.
Adults, and we're the other thing, too, that we have that kids don't so much is we have, a real sense of realism or what is actually achievable and what's not.
And bills.
And bills and stuff like that. But kids, like the innocence of kids, they don't have that.
Mm.
Like, the sky's the limit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so there ain't no budget for the stadium.
No budget.
When a kid's building it.
Nah. So maybe you want to put in, you know.
Oh, God. Here comes a Loggy example.
All right, here we go. Loggy example. What can I put in the stadium? I would love, like, seats that are comfy. Like, you know how you get outdoor seats, but you get the comfy cushion on there?
That's such an adult thing to say. I'm not even going to put that on the list.
Who wouldn't like a cushion?
That's an adult thing to say.
Okay.
Kids. 13, 12, 16. And this is why the bully's doing this and targeting kids. What's your idea for the stadium, kids?
Anything goes.
Yeah, brainstorm rules apply. Like, there's no bad ideas.
No.
And we'll throw it all up on a whiteboard and we'll just have some fun with it. So.
Yeah. Give us a call.
Make it better than Loggy's bloody comfy cushions and stuff, kids.
In saying that, who wouldn't love a cushion?
Yeah, I'd love
you. You would
but I'm an adult, see, we're boring.
I know.
Kids, 13, 12, 16, over to you, because the bully's doing this fantastic little competition. Kids, what's your idea for the new stadium? Give us a call. 13, 12, 16, Hot FM.
Hot FM's
Cliffo and Loggy.
We'll go to Quinton first. Quinton, how old are you, mate?
11.
11, Quinton. Now, what's your idea for the new stadium in town?
I reckon they should probably have like a little museum of the history of football.
Oh, I like that, Quinton.
Quinton, I like that. Would you take the whole school along on a bit of an excursion, mate?
Mm.
Yeah.
Would you call it the Quinton Wing?
Probably.
Okay, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see if we can get it named after you. Oh, we've got no power, Quinton. Sorry, I just should stop pumping you up.
Yeah.
Right there.
No, Quinton, Loggy said she's going to do it. You hold her to it, mate.
Yeah.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for the call. Chester, you're next. What's your idea?
I reckon there should be, for the new stadium, projectors around the border of the stadium.
Yeah, like a fence.
No, projectors.
Projectors. What did you say, protectors?
I thought he said protectors.
Who are you trying to keep out, Loggy?
I don't know.
Chester, I love it, mate. Thank you.
Get that outside vibe.
Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Kai.
Kai. What are your ideas for the new stadium, buddy?
Maybe a statue of JT out the front.
Oh, nice.
Kai. I am loving it, mate. When we open it, we could put but you know what? I was going to say we could put some Jonathan Thurston headgear on it, but you'd have to already, like, make that part of the statue, wouldn't it? Like, you'd have to put
probably.
The headgear on the statue permanently.
Mm.
I like it, you champion. Thanks, mate. We'll take one more. Who's this?
My name is Wendy.
Oh, hello, Wendy. And what's your idea for the new stadium?
A little playground with a TV so kids can watch it.
A playground with a TV so kids can watch it. That's cool.
Yeah.
So you can have a bit of fun when maybe the footy gets a bit boring.
On. How old are you, Wendy?
Seven.
You're our caller of the day, Wendy.
Well done.
Well done. What a sweetheart. Love your work.
Hot FM's
Cliffo and Loggy.
Hide and Seek, Cliffo, is a brand new series on TV. We are loving it. And this chick, she's gotten around. We love her too. It's Mandy McElhinney. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
Now, when I say you've gotten around, I mean in the TV scene. We've seen you a lot on TV. That's what I mean. But look, hopefully I haven't offended you this early this morning.
No, maybe you're doing wonders for my reputation.
Yeah. Why not?
We're 30 seconds into the interview and already Loggy has her foot firmly placed in her mouth.
I know. It happens. It happens, Mandy.
Mandy, have you been onto your Wikipedia page lately?
No.
You haven't updated it for her.
What's on there now?
No, I haven't updated it. Your Wikipedia page does need an update, though.
Oh,
you've done so much stuff lately, Mandy. Obviously, you're in Hide and Seek. We saw you as Gina Reinhart in the telemovie House of Hancock. You know, you play the really grumpy matron in Love Child. But the first line on your Wikipedia page is, Mandy is an Australian actress best known for playing Rhonda in the Amy Insurance ads.
Oh, bless.
Yeah. Has that been a blessing or a curse, I guess, with Rhonda?
Oh, you know, I've been incredibly fortunate, you know, such a well-loved character. And but I've also got to play many diverse characters since then. So, you know, I don't begrudge her at all.
And do you get any free stuff in Bali when you go there? Because you are sort of a big celebrity over there as well because of Rhonda.
I haven't actually been to Bali since this happened. So, yeah, it would be an interesting experiment. I've heard there's lots of Rhonda impersonators there. But, which my uncle overheard once someone saying, "I'm Rhonda," and he went, "No, you're not."
I know Rhonda personally.
Like you said, you've played many meaty roles since then. I got to say that Hide and Seek, like, this is a really, like, this is one of the most exciting dramas in a long time in Australia. Is there something kind of cool about playing a cop? Because I'm sure you get the fake gun, you know, I'm sure you get a bit of training with that. You know, you get a set of handcuffs, that kind of stuff. Is it one of the cooler roles you can portray?
Totally, totally. You know, I mean, I imagine what Matron would do if she had armed weapons. you know, it really was, you know, a dream come true for me. I love that genre. I love the crime genre. And, you know, I felt like a fraud most of the time, especially because I was talking to people who spend their lives in, you know, dangerous situations, and the life of an actor is not particularly dangerous. So, you know, it did make me walk with a bit of a swagger, I must say.
And did you get to go actually into the Federal Police Unit? I mean, you're playing Jackie Walters, federal agent, team leader of the Australian Federal Police Counterterrorism Unit. I was just thinking, you know, I will probably Google myself on their computer or probably the names of people that I know to try and get some insider goss. Did you do any of that business behind the scenes?
No, you know, amazingly, I didn't have clearance to go through.
I'm shocked. Say we did get access and we could look up your file. Would Mandy McAlinney have a pretty clean rap sheet?
I don't know. Or maybe they're in charge of my Wikipedia page.
Oh, yeah. Trying to keep it on the DL there, Mandy. I like it.
All right. So good, guys. This show, it's on Channel 9, Mondays after the block. Like I said, this is the most exciting Aussie drama in a long time, particularly if you love your cop stuff. Get your chops around this one. Hide and Seek. Mandy, thank you so much for your time. Mandy McAlinney.
Thank you. My pleasure.
This is Cliff on Loggy's podcast.